Did you hear our good news? Smash Boombast, Forever Ago, and Charm Words were all nominated for Webby Awards, and we need your help to win. You can vote for us at brainson.org/vote. Thank you so much.
Let's face it. I'm gonna have to pick up the bus.
You just want to pick up
the
bus.
Yeah, you're just showing off, which that's not a superpower. That's
no, but
the
it's
opposite.
Helpful. It's helpful.
I'm a super braggart.
From the brains behind Brains On, it's Smash Boom Best.
The show for people with big opinions.
Hello, I'm Molly Bloom, and this is Smash Boom Best, the show where we take two things, smash them together, and ask you to decide which one is best. Today on the show, we're exploring the outer limits of human ability in a super power smackdown. It's super strength versus super speed.
If you're stuck in traffic, you could just get out the car. You're just going to be right there in your job.
I would rather have super strength. Since I live in an apartment, I have to go upstairs, and sometimes we get groceries, and I have to carry the heavy stuff, so that would be useful.
Super strength, so I could punch my way into buildings like the Kool-Aid Man.
Super speed, because I can run to like a specific spot in the world without having to like pay for a plane ticket.
If you have super speed, you'd have to eat a lot of food to sustain the energy to go that fast.
Super speed all the way.
Will it be muscly might or supersonic speeds that triumph in today's Smash Boom battle? Here today to preside over this supercharged debate battle is Daisy from Los Angeles, California. Hi, Daisy.
Hey.
So, Daisy, what do you think of when you think of super strength?
I think of Superman, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what about super speed?
I think of superheroes mostly. I think of The Flash.
And are you already leaning in one direction or another about which of these two superpowers is cooler?
Actually, I'm not. I actually want to see. They both sound really cool.
Good. So you're a fair and impartial judge. That's excellent.
Yes.
So do you ever get in debates with your family or friends?
Yes. Sometimes. Like me and my brother argue over soccer players.
Oh.
Like, when he used to like Ronaldo, I liked Messi, and it was like that. It was like stuff like that. But now we both agree that Messi's the better player.
So did you sway him?
I don't know. I feel like he just realized that, like, I don't know. It just hit him.
Yeah. I think you wore him down.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Daisy, we are ready to meet our debaters. Here to represent all things swift and nimble is Brandy Brown. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
So, Brandy, in one sentence, why would super speed win this debate?
Super speed is a complete package.
And here to argue for all things brawny, powerful, and iron pumping is Mark Sanchez.
Hey, how's it going?
Mark, what makes super strength the best?
Super strength not only gives you muscles on top of muscles, it unlocks the door to a whole new world of superpowers.
Okay. Well, before we get started, let's review the rounds. First up is Declaration of Greatness, when both teams have a chance to take us on a deep dive into the science, history, and lore of their side. Next is the Micro Round. Every episode, it's a different challenge that'll push our debaters to get creative with their arguments. The third round is Sneak Attack, when we give our debaters a challenge that's a complete surprise. They'll have to make strong points on the fly. And last but not least, the fourth round is the Final Six, when our contestants have to make their case in just 6 words. And after each round, Daisy will award a point to the side that won her over. And we want all of you listeners at home to pick a winner too. So find some scratch paper to keep score on, and we'll let you know whenever it's time to award a point. We also have a poll on our website, smashboom.org, where you can vote after the show. Okay, Daisy, are you ready to do this?
Super ready.
Brandy and Mark, are you guys all set?
Absolutely.
I'm pumped up.
Okay. And to set the terms, when we say super speed or super strength, we mean you'd have both the power we mentioned and any of the adaptations needed to survive it. So quick reflexes for speed, strong bones for strength, etc. Plus any tights, capes, gloves, or other things you would need to use your superpower would also work like they do in comics. And if you use a wheelchair or other assistive device, those would be able to withstand the superpowers too. And we're assuming you can control these superpowers. Does that sound fair, everybody?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great.
Okay. It's time for both sides to make their Declaration of Greatness.
Declaration of Greatness.
We flipped a coin, and super speed is going to go first in this round. So, Brandy, let's hear what you've got.
Hello! Are you tired of spending all day doing chores? Sick of having to get up early to get ready for school? Do you want to be everyone's first pick for their sports team? Well, if any of these things sound like you, you should join us over on Team Superhuman Speed, a team that's way better than Team Superhuman Strength. But what exactly is Superhuman Speed? Let's take a look at the fastest track athletes. Usain Bolt briefly reached a speed of 27.8 miles per hour while running the 100-meter dash in 9.58 seconds. Usain Bolt storming through, he takes it. Runner Florence Griffith Joyner, better known as FloJo, ran the distance in just 10.49 seconds. And Leo-Pekka Tahati holds the men's wheelchair 100-meter record at 13.63 seconds. But that's nothing compared to Sarah. She's a cheetah, and in 2012, she ran 100 meters in 5.95 seconds, hitting a speed of 61 miles per hour. Now imagine you were over 10 times faster than Sarah the cheetah. That's super speed. And if you had functional super speed, you'd also get other bonus powers to survive it. According to James Kakalios, author of the book The Physics of Superheroes, the Flash would need several adaptations to survive super speed, the ability to withstand the forces of accelerating and decelerating quickly, fast reflexes, superior eyesight, and anti-static protection. Also, at those speeds, the Flash would need to protect himself from heat because of all the friction from wind and his suit rubbing against itself would cause a fire otherwise. So durability, fast reflexes, and fireproof? Obviously, super speed is the best. I also asked a sports expert if he'd rather have super speed or super strength, and here's what he had to say.
This is Morgan Campbell, an award-winning sports writer from the Toronto Star here in Toronto, Canada. I will choose superhuman speed 100 times out of 100, and here's why. Speed is a function of strength. You cannot have superhuman speed without having nearly superhuman strength. This holds for fast runners in track and field like Usain Bolt, fast football players like DeSean Jackson, fast animals like cheetahs. Cheetahs are very strong. Elephants, meanwhile, are strong as heck. They're also slow as heck. So I would rather be fast and strong than strong and slow. So give me the superhuman speed every time.
Why would you want one power when you can have two? In fact, the fastest sprinters on Earth aren't fast because they move their feet quickly. It's because their legs are powerful. Peter Wyand, a biomechanics professor at Southern Methodist University, told Popular Science magazine, when a runner hits the ground, 90% of the force goes vertically to push him up again, while only 5% propels him horizontally. Wheelchair racing and hand cycling sprinters also need to generate short bursts of powerful force to propel their chairs down the track. But what happens when things aren't all fun and games? You hear that? A distress call. In an emergency, super speed is definitely way better than super strength. I guess if you were in the middle of nowhere, alone with no phone, and you needed to free someone trapped by a fallen tree, then of course superhuman strength would be useful. But in most emergencies, speed is preferable. A group of people can produce the strength of one strong person. But a group of people can never run as fast as someone with superhuman speed. With speed, you can quickly seek help or provide assistance. Suppose someone is suddenly swept down a river in a fast-moving current. You could easily catch them. Superhuman speed is especially helpful in getting you out of dangerous situations, like a large, angry bear coming after you, or an asteroid. It's definitely way better to move out of the way than try to take them on, no matter how strong you are. Don't fight bears, kids. Also, what if the dangerous thing isn't something that can be defeated with strength? Like a swarm of bees. Also, super speed means you don't have to risk severely injuring or killing someone, or something, with your strength when you just wanted them to leave you alone. Although, worst case scenario, Dr. Kakalios, the physics superhero guy, says, the Flash punching someone while traveling at a sound barrier breaking speed of over 767 miles per hour would generate almost 74,000 pounds of force, or the weight of more than two Greyhound buses. So once again, speed is all you need.
Those are some ultra-fast fighting words. So Daisy, what do you think? What was the most convincing part of Brandy's argument?
I really like the fact that she interviewed people that were like experts when it comes to speed. Also, how she provided a lot of facts about track stars and bonus powers that you can get from having super speed. I think that was amazing.
So good work, Brandy. We are going to give Team Super Strength a chance to respond. Mark, you have just 30 seconds for a rebuttal. On your mark, get set, go.
Brandy, it is a pretty good thing that you actually don't have super speed, because by the time you would have gotten here, you would have been out of breath and you couldn't have given your argument. So bravo for that. Bears, super strength can handle bears. And I think your expert proves the point that you actually need muscles to be fast. Muscles come first, then comes the speed. The speed is generated through super strength. So thanks for proving my point.
Time is up. Brandy, anything you want to say to Mark?
Yeah, well, actually, speed is a part of power, which is strength times speed. So power is not just about strength, but about how quickly you can generate and use strength.
Got some physics going on in here, everybody. Okay, so now, Mark, it is time for you to flex your persuasive powers. Let's hear your declaration of greatness.
That's the sound of people lifting weights, getting strong. It's one of the oldest, most noble quests known to humans. We've always wanted to be stronger, and for good reason. Greek and Roman mythologies tell us how Hercules used his strength to defeat everything from the Cretan bull to the nine-headed Hydra serpent. And there's no way I'm going to talk about super strength without bringing up superheroes.
No one can resist the golden lasso. It binds all who it encircles and compels them to tell the truth.
From Wonder Woman to Wolverine or Black Panther,
what happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
They all have specific superpowers, but their foundation is strength. What good is a magic lasso if you aren't strong enough to hold it? And if your only superpower is doing things really fast, this means you, Team Super Speed, well, good luck actually stopping the bad guys once you get there. But super strength doesn't just exist in the realm of fantasy. Did you know that math, as we know it today, would not be the same if it wasn't for strength? This is the story of Milo of Croton. He was a wrestler living in the Greek city of Croton around 530 BC. Milo's extreme strength led him to 6 Olympic victories. His secret? Lifting a bull. The story goes that when he was young, he picked up a calf. And for the next 4 years, he picked up that same animal every day. And as the calf grew into a bull, Milo's muscles expanded.
Who needs a gym when you have a farm?
Milo was friends with a fella named Pythagoras.
Milo, how are you, my friend?
Sup, P-Dog?
Maybe you've heard of his Pythagorean theorem.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
That formula is tight, bro.
Pythagoras figured out that when you have a right triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the square of the other two sides. It's one of the foundations of geometry and why many consider Pythagoras the father of modern math. One day, Pythagoras and Milo found themselves in a dangerous situation. They were in a building when a fire broke out.
Great Zeus, we're trapped!
The pillars that held up the roof were burning, and the building was about to collapse. But being a guy who thought it was totally normal to hoist a bull over his head, Milo simply raised his mighty arms and held up the roof.
Right this way, P-Dog. I got you.
So Milo's strength saved Pythagoras and math. We don't know if this story is more lore than fact, but we do know that in dangerous situations, even ordinary people can summon superhuman strength. Take the case of Michael Archuleta. In 2012, he was across the street from his 3-year-old neighbor who became trapped under a car. Here he is telling the local news that without even thinking, he went into action.
I just grabbed the car and just lifted it up. I mean, the adrenaline was pumping so much, tires came off at least a good 10 inches off the ground.
Michael Archuleta doesn't have the body of the Hulk, or even Milo of Croton. It turns out, we all have super strength inside us. In super stressful situations, our bodies release loads of adrenaline, a hormone that can increase our alertness. Our hearts pump faster to give the body more oxygen, our pupils get bigger to see more, and most importantly, our muscles contract to get stronger. Strong enough, in this case, to hoist up the corner of a car. You know what Michael Archuleta didn't do? He didn't use super speed to save his trapped neighbor. Because, how exactly would that work? Oh yeah, it wouldn't. And while I'm on the subject of super speed, I'm just going to come right out and say what we've all been thinking. There would be no super speed without super strength. It's the development and training of muscle that makes people get faster. Whether you're lifting up cars or bulls, it is without a doubt 100% clear that having superhuman strength is the cause. And, therefore, a much, much better option than super speed.
Team Super Strength coming out swinging. So, Daisy, what impressed you the most there?
Oh, well, that was a great argument, too. Wow, this is going to be hard. I really liked how he also used some of Brandy's facts. That was like, whoa, like he just had like a comeback to it like real quick.
I'm guessing Brandy has some things to say about this. So, Brandy, you have 30 seconds to respond. Your time starts now.
Okay, we need to talk about power. We know what strength is, and we know what speed is, but power is actually what makes you fast and strong like Usain Bolt. Power is how quickly you can use that strength to do work. Like, weightlifters can take all day to lift a strong weight, but somebody who's really powerful can lift it quickly and with a fast burst. So therefore, you can't get power from just strength alone.
Time. Excellent. All right, Mark, do you have any words you want to share with Brandy?
No.
It was too powerful to even muster a response.
It was a very quick response.
Okay, Daisy, it is time. How are you feeling? Is it pretty close? Someone winning in your mind? Don't say who yet.
I don't know. I'm still thinking.
Okay, so well now, you need to think about in this round, who won this particular point. So don't say it out loud, but mark it down on your score sheet. Who took the first round? The Declaration of Greatness. Did you decide?
Yes.
Okay. And all of you listeners at home, we want you to mark down a point for the team that you think did the best. You can always pause if you need some time to think or talk it through. And we have a favor to ask.
Smash Boom Best is a brand new show, and we need your help to keep it going.
Yes, so rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and tell your debate-loving friends all about it.
Gouda is obviously better.
No, Brie.
No, Gouda.
Whoa, you guys. Why don't you send your debate into Smash Boom Best to get a second opinion and maybe just make a cheese platter?
Ooh, and then we could have a cave-aged cheddar, too.
And Gruyere.
And Parmesan.
And Colby Jack.
Yes, Colby Jack is so good.
Man, can we get an invite to this cheese party?
I'll see what I can do.
Well, fellow cheese lovers, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Smash Boom Best.
Queso Fresco!
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Best.
Boom. Smash. Smash Boom.
Best.
You're listening to Smash Boom Best, the show about showdowns. Do you have an idea for an awesome debate battle? We want to hear it. Send us an email at hello@brainson.org. That's what Ava from Florida did.
My debate topic is desert versus mountains. I chose this topic because they have two very unique climates and animals.
We'll call her up at the end of the show to see who she thinks would win. Okay, now it's on to the second round of this superhuman showdown.
Micro round.
It's the micro round. We sent this challenge to our contestants in advance, and they've come prepared with their best stuff. Today's challenge is stump speech. We asked Mark and Brandy to imagine that their side is running for political office and then to write a rousing speech in support of their superpower. Are you two ready to hit the campaign trail?
Ready.
Absolutely.
As ever.
And how about you, Daisy? Are you ready to have Team Super Speed and Team Super Strength fight for your vote?
Totally ready.
Okay, Brandy went first in round one, so Mark is up. Let's welcome candidate Super Strength to the stage.
Hello, Smash Boom best friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me today. As you know, we are nearing the end of this historic race. Super Strength and Super Speed have never been so hotly contested, and for good reason. Both traits would help any of you, your family, your friends, and this land become even better. But let's face it, Super Strength is just better at getting things done. Have you ever seen a crane lifting heavy objects? With Super Strength, that could be you. Subway tunnels could be dug by you. Let Super Strength put you to work. Parking on crowded city streets will be a thing of the past with Super Strength. Just pick up your car and gently set it down with nanometers between the other cars. And good people, think of the entertainment value Super Strength could bring. Weightlifting competitions could move mountains. Baseball stadiums would boast mile-long home runs. We would all soar into the stratosphere off of backyard trampolines. I believe in every single person listening to this today. We all have the potential for Super Strength. Vote for humanity. Vote for Super Strength. And remember, you can't have speed without strength. Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! See you at the polls!
Okay, Brandy, let's hear what kind of campaign Super Speed is running.
Future speedsters, I am not here to tell you why Team Super Strength is bad, and trust me, it's bad. I'm here to tell you why Team Super Speed is great and why it is super powerful. Just the other day, I was in a park feeding some birds, and someone approached me and said, "Brandy, what can Super Speed do for me?" And that was weird because I didn't know that person at all. But you know what I said? I told them how they could spend more time with their friends and family doing fun stuff. Imagine being able to sleep in late or stay over at your friend's an extra hour because you could just get to school or home in seconds. Imagine being able to travel the world in a matter of hours because you can move faster than the speed of sound. You'd be able to watch the sun rise and set multiple times per day or even ring in the new year multiple times in one night. But super speed isn't just something for you. Super speed is for everyone. With super speed, you can run errands for others, saving them time. You can warn people of incoming danger and help guide them to safety. Super speed isn't just about moving quickly, it's about taking the time to help others. But future speedsters, I'm gonna be honest with you. No one cares about super strength in the long term. How many weightlifting competitions have you seen on TV? I've only seen a few during the Olympics, and I've seen a lot of Olympics. There aren't many. It's all about super speed and superpower. And super speed is the only way to superpower.
All right, I am thinking this is going to be a very close race. Daisy, how are you feeling? Don't name any names right now, but is there a clear winner in your mind?
No, there isn't. They're so good. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, the polls are close, but it's time for you to award a point for this round. Take a minute to think, if you need to. Who would have your vote on Election Day, Super Speed or Super Strength?
Okay.
You decided?
Yes.
Are we going by electoral or popular vote here?
Well, Daisy's the only vote that matters right now.
All right. Both.
Moving on to round three, it's time for a sneak attack.
Sneak attack.
Our debaters have no idea what they're in for because this round is always a surprise. Today's challenge is... connect the dots. Ooh, we're going to give both of you an object that you have to connect back to your side efficiently and as creatively as possible. So if you were arguing for water slides and I said panda, you might come up with bamboo, bamboo shoots, shoots and ladders, ladders to climb up to, ding, 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 water slides. All right. So you're going to each get two objects. We're going to take turns, and then Daisy will judge who did it the most efficiently and creatively. So Mark went first last round, so it's Brandy's turn to be up first. The first object is cheeseburger. Go.
All right. A cheeseburger goes on top of a hamburger. You can get those at McDonald's. McDonald's was also in the Olympic Village. At the Olympic Village, Usain Bolt, who is the fastest man alive, ate McNuggets at McDonald's before winning the race, where he went very quickly, as close as a human can get to super speed.
Excellent. I got there. I followed you. Okay, Mark, your turn. The second object is mechanical pencil.
Well, mechanical pencils are like regular pencils, which are made of wood, which are made from trees. With super strength, you forge those trees into a pencil with your one hand.
And that is super strength.
And that is super strong.
Excellent work. Okay, Brandy, it's your turn again. Your object is cactus.
Cacti are in New Mexico. And in New Mexico is Roswell. Roswell is where UFOs are, and UFOs travel the universe at super speed.
Very well done. Okay, Mark. Last one is litter of puppies.
Litter of puppies to super strength is pretty easy. Litter, if you spell it the French way, is leader. And if you have a litter of puppies, that would be very hard to lift up. You would need super strength to lift a liter of puppies.
I don't even understand. All right, but yeah. I like it. I like it.
I would say that you've got a litter of puppies, and you know who the biggest dog of them all is? Clifford the Big Red Dog. He is very strong.
That's true.
Super strong.
He is super
He's
strong.
A
He's
super,
super big.
Big dog.
That is very true. That is very true. Clifford is a very big dog.
But you can't count that for him. That was
no.
mine.
No, I know. I know.
Maybe we should have had the opposite.
Okay, guys. So, Daisy, and this is probably a very hard decision, but you have to award one of these two a point for that round.
Yes.
Who did the least worst? Is that a thing?
So, who connected the dots most efficiently and creatively? Award a point.
All right.
All right. We have heard our debaters go deep, get creative, and think fast. But there's still one more round to help you decide. It's the final six.
The final six.
Mark, you have just six words to leave us with. Why should we crown super strength the Smash Boom Best?
Well, I only need six words, so this is good. Through strength, we win. Full stop.
And Brandy, tell us why super speed is actually the super best in a super short six-word sentence.
Super speed gets you super power.
That's a thinker.
Yeah.
Okay, Daisy, both sides have said their piece, and now it's time for you to decide. Team Super Strength is making an emotional appeal, and Team Super Speed is arguing with science. Take a minute. This is a very big decision. And award the final point. Now tell us who won.
Oof. It's going to be a tie.
What?
It's a tie.
Oof. Now what?
Well, we have a tiebreaker.
Sudden death.
It all comes down to this. Okay, Daisy, so you have one more decision to make, so listen closely.
Okay.
Brandy and Mark, you're stranded on an island after your plane spiraled out of control over the Atlantic. Don't worry, everyone's fine. How would your superpower help you and all your castaway friends survive?
It's easy.
Go ahead, Mark.
My super strength, I'm building houses. I'm shaking the coconut trees to get the coconuts down. I'm rounding up the scary creatures that are on there to provide food. That's super strength wins, hands down.
Okay. Brandy, how would super speed?
I'm just quickly swimming to shore and telling people, hey, we're trapped out there. The end. Then a plane comes with regular people who will rescue them. I mean, there's no contest. Like, he's built a whole community, but, like, everyone on my side can just
and
go home.
People are happy there. People are happy there.
They can just go home to their families and their loved ones.
Okay, Daisy. One more point. Gosh. Who won you over with that final argument? Staying in a happy community on the island or going home?
It's like a luau.
To your loved ones.
Ooh.
Okay, Daisy. Ooh. Okay, who gets your last and final point?
I'm going to have to go with Brandy.
Yay!
Super speed!
Woo! No, but let me explain why. Let me give you
okay.
my argument.
Yes, let's hear it.
So, I love my family very much, so I'd rather go home to my loved ones than stay isolated away
speed!
From them.
Speed! I think they were on the plane with you, though.
No! You can't just add things to like...
Oh, I saw the itinerary. Yeah, they were... saw the passenger log. They were there.
Well, thank you for doing the hard work, Daisy. And we debate hard around here, but we're always good sports. So, Mark and Brandy, how about a handshake?
Yeah, well done. I think having both super speed and super strength would be
the
kind
best.
Of the real winner.
Yeah, it would be the best.
It's almost super strength wins in terms of like upper body strength, definitely.
Yeah,
or lower body
definitely.
Strength, depending on.
Kind of all strength, yeah. But yeah.
Kind of all strength, yeah. Like muscles are all over the place.
Well, super speed may have won today's debate, but I'm sure there are some dissenting opinions out there. So tally up your points and go cast your vote at smashboom.org. And we want to hear your best arguments for your superpower of choice. Email us at hello@brainson.org. And don't forget to rate and review Smash Boom Best anywhere you can. It helps us find more opinionated people like you. That's a wrap on lifting ability versus speedy agility. Smash Boom Best is brought to you by the good people at Brains On and American Public Media.
It's produced by Mark Sanchez, Sandon Totten, Molly Bloom, and Alyssa Dudley.
We had engineering help from Corey Schreppel and Drew Jostad.
Production help comes courtesy of Lauren D. and John Lambert. And many thanks to Monica Garcia, Alex Baumhart, and Phil Picardi. And Brandy and Mark, is there anybody you guys want to thank?
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Morgan Campbell from the Toronto Star and to Dr. Chanda Prescott Weinstein from the University of Washington's Physics Department, who helped me understand some basic physics definitions.
I would like to thank Eric Ringham and Corey Schreppel for being the voice of Milo and Pythagoras.
And Daisy, is there anybody you want to thank?
I want to give a shout out to Alejandra from 86LA for giving me the chance to be here too.
And we want to give a big thanks to the students who shared their opinions at the beginning of the show. That's Hector Martinez, Jessica Kino, Jaheim Bernal, Giselle Aguilewis, and Luis Hernandez. All right, before we sign off, let's go back to Ava's matchup. Remember, she sent in desert versus mountains. Which is cooler? Here's what she had to say.
I think desert will win because desert has very strange animals that are well adapted to their climate. And the climate is so hot that very few humans can survive.
Do you have an idea for our next debate battle? Head to smashboom.org and tell us all about it. That's it for this episode of Smash Boom Best. We'll be back real soon with another epic showdown.
Catch you later.
See you at the gym.
Yes.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.